Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. I know this from my own life, Ray, that when I walk, the closer I walk with the Lord, the more I surrender, the more I say, you have access to my story, to my motives, to everything. Speak to me. Search me, O God. He does. He shines his light. And I feel like as I mature, the greater I see, with more clarity that I see the nuances of my sin, where before it's almost like he said, well, it is. He's such a good father that he dealt with my need way back then in certain obvious ways, and then he continues to set the plow deeper. But there's less condemnation for me. I can get out of condemnation so much quicker because I sense the invitation. And when I meet a seasoned saint who's, you know, 10, 15, 20 years older than me, who's humble and who's gracious, who knows the grace of God, you know, the wisdom runs deep. And I think that's the fruit of a true understanding of grace. It's this maturity of, I know my need on a much deeper level now than I did back then. And I'm so grateful. It's really a beautiful thing when we grasp this thing, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. In fact, again, Dallas Willard, who we referred to at the beginning of the hour, he actually says that saints consume more grace than sinners. He said, a holy life consumes grace the way a jet airliner consumes fuel on takeoff. There's only one way to get heaven born, and that's to actually consume grace. And if I could, could I have time to share one brief concept about that?
Please, yes.
I wonder if very many people see our Lord Jesus as someone who used God's grace. You see, if we look at Jesus as only the source of forgiveness, then we no longer see him as the model for using God's grace in everyday life. But, you know, he was born, he grew up with brothers, with sisters. He engaged in the workplace. He was a carpenter. He didn't begin ministry until he was 30. Don't you think that there were times when Jesus had to draw on the grace of God to extend understanding and patience and mercy and, yes, forgiveness to other people? And if we only, as wonderful as the cross is, I sure don't want to diminish the cross. He paid a price that only he could pay. But I also want to see him as my example for living. And if I see Jesus as only the dispenser of forgiveness, then I no longer am able to see him as my example of grace-filled living.
Amen. When you think about it, because of the joy set before him, he endured the cross. He would do nothing that the Father wouldn't give him to do. And I feel like that is just right there a model of grace, waiting on God, only doing what the Father's given him to do. But then when you get those marching orders from God, you can have the resolve to continue on through the battle, through the storm, you know, through the hardship, because God has given it to you. He will sustain you. You'll get through it. I just think Jesus modeled that in the way that he lived and had, you know, defeated sin and death on the cross. Thanks so much for listening today. Your support makes this podcast possible. You'll find more information on our website at myfaithradio.com.